Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah 43:25. Now this, I had trouble with this verse of scripture. And when I first began reading it, have you found it yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember your sins. What? I said, No, Lord. You did that for my sake. No, he said, I did it for my sake. I don't get it. I don't understand. He said, do you like to remember bad things on your children? I said, of course not. He said, well, neither do I. He said, besides that, if I remember your sins, I can't bless you. Now look at this. Put me in remembrance. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. You declare that you may be justified. In other words, let's have a conversation about this. I need to talk to you about this. You come talk to me. See, you don't get all upset over your sins and then don't talk to him. No. Don't run from him when you sin. Run to him. In fact, in all of our praying, in all of our going on, we have never informed him of anything. But it's necessary that we inform him, because he doesn't interfere with our affairs. He has the supernatural power to completely, totally, absolutely forget. And he won't touch it unless you bring it up. I mean, he can wipe his memory. We can get close. Amen? So, we do not need and must not be remembering our sins. No, don't do that. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Now I, Paul, myself beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence am base among you, but being absent am bold towards you, look in the third verse. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, mighty dunamis power. Same word we get dynamite from. Are powerful through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, all strongholds are not bad strongholds. We are strong people. And there are certain strongholds in my life that have been built there over a period of a lot of years. And in January, it'll be 54 years in this ministry. So there's a lot of strongholds. But now, the mental strongholds, notice this one. Casting down imaginations or reasonings. Casting down imagination, reasonings, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Everything that exalts itself against your knowledge of the Word of God. But then the devil starts putting some kind of pressure on you, trying to wiggle into your thinking there. Well, bringing into captivity every thought. How can you do that with these mighty weapons? Now, what did Jesus say when he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness"? He said, "Why take ye thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we wear, and so forth? Why take ye thought, saying?" I mentioned this earlier. But don't be saying that. Well, I wonder, it's time to shut up. Now, back there in 04, when that disc just exploded in my back, I started saying that. I do not take the pain saying. I do not take the pain saying. That's one of the reasons I'm pain-free now. Not the only reason, but it had a great deal to do with it. That I do not take the pain saying. I don't care if you have to stuff a rag in your mouth, which I did back there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't take the thought. Now, this is the way you renew your mind. The renewal of the mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 12 of the book of Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, holy, holy. But Brother Copeland, I don't think my body's so holy. That was time to shut up right there. Holy, yes, holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but you be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Prove it. How do you renew your mind? That's a good question, isn't it? How do you do that? Now, if we were to turn back to the book of Isaiah again, he said, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways are higher than your ways." But then what did he say? "My word." Oh, Isaiah 55, let's turn over there and look at it. You can put your eyes on it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the seventh verse, let the wicked, where does the word wicked come from? It's twisted. You know, wicker furniture? It's twisted thinking. The wicked. Twisted up thinking. Twisted up ways of acting. Climb a tree to lie when you could tell the truth standing on the ground, you know. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy. He will have hesed upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I like the sound of abundantly pardon. Amen. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and returns not there, but waters the earth and maketh it bring forth bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It will not return unto me void, but it'll accomplish that which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I say. So we go to the Word and we take His thoughts and we think them. Take that thought and think it. And I go to the Word. Well, yeah, sure. Well, all right. I see that. Mm-hmm. So I think that thought. I don't just believe I'm healed. Now, because of God's word, I know I'm healed. Yes. Yes. So I think that and meditate on that and say it. And I think it and meditate on it and say it. And think it and meditate on it and say it. And there's coming a time when it's going to come out of my mouth without my having to think about it. And it gets to the place where you're just standing in people's presence and you hear them say things and your mind's thinking, why in the world do you suppose they want to say that? But it's none of my business, you know. Unless they ask me or unless it's someone close to me. Now, in the beginning days, you need a faith partner when you first begin this kind of thing. And Gloria was my faith partner. And so she'd just keep her mouth shut. I talked all the time, you know. And all of them habitual things that I say. And I finally realized I'm using words of death to express myself, and I'll never do it again. Scared me to death, thrilled me to death. I'm dying to go. Come on, my feet are killing me. Well, you lied about it. Your feet didn't kill you. And so I'd say something. She'd say, well, that's your confession, and I believe every word of it. And we moved into that little project house that the university had found for us. And oh, it was sad. Gloria decided she wasn't going to stay there, but we did. We didn't have anywhere else to go. So I went to my landlord, and I said, what a neat guy. He was Mormon, and he was a lawyer, and so I said, And he said, Kenneth, now there are people that don't think we're saved. He said, I want you to know something. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my Lord and Savior. I said, praise God, man. Yes. We're gonna paint the walls. Sure. So he, of course, the cheapest paintbrush in existence. And it was the same old muckily brown that it was to start with, but at least it covered up the cracks. Oh, Lord have mercy. Gloria is in one room painting, and I'm in the other room painting. And so I dipped the brush in here, and I made a stroke, and there's you know, three or four bristles came out of that brush stuck there in that paint. And I said it. I said, Gloria, this paintbrush is coming all to pieces. And I stuck it in there, and I made one more swipe. Every bristle came out of that brush, and the whole thing was stunk. I said, Gloria, come here and look at this. Come here and look at this. This whole wad. And we, both of us just cracked up. I mean, we fell in the floor laughing at that wad of... Boy, there goes another 30 cents down the drain. Oh, me. Now then, go with me to John's Gospel, chapter 10. The 10th chapter of the book of John is the dividing line of the Bible. It's the dividing line between the covenants, right there. Now, I'm going to listen to it first from the King James, and just listen here. Verse 7, then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Now notice this 14th verse. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and have known them and am known of mine. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I laid down my life for the sheep. 16th verse, here's the dividing line. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and be one fold and one shepherd. That's us. That's us. That's the Gentiles. And then they'll be one. Now, the New Living. The thief's purpose is to steal and kill and destroy. My purpose is to make them, to give them rich and satisfying life. Don't you like that? I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for the sheep. Verse 14, I'm the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, and they know me. Just as my Father knows me, and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, too, that are not in this sheepfold. I must bring them also. They will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I sacrifice my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. No one. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to and also to take it up again, for this is what my Father has commanded. Whew, if that don't set you on fire, your wood's wet, brother. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now, Classic Amplified. The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Whoa! Look at that. Until it overflows. And we ought to be living out of the overflow. I've heard you preach it again and again, Spencer. Lord, I've heard you talk it. We're living out of the overflow. I remember when I didn't have any overflow. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Thank God those days are gone forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's 16th verse. I have other sheep besides these that are not of this fold. I must bring and impel those also that they will listen to my voice and heed my call. And so there will be when they become one flock under one shepherd. For this is the reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my own life to take it back again. No one takes it away from me. On the contrary, I lay it down voluntarily. I put it from myself. I am authorized and have power to lay it down, to resign it, and I'm authorized and have power to take it back again. I recall the first times that I ever read that, and I thought, that even makes his sacrifice even more precious. Even more precious. No man can take it away from me. You can't kill me. You can't kill me. You can't do it. Pilate didn't kill him. The Romans didn't kill him. They were just the instruments. Glory to God. Just let that kind of just soak in that a little bit. Because it is the richness. That's the reason that this is the dividing line.
Constantly try to bombard your mind with thoughts.
The economy is down. We won't have enough. What if I get sick? This disease is incurable. The world is so dangerous, there's no place to be safe.
But God has empowered you to come up higher, to think how He thinks and speak how He speaks, so you can live in faith and victory. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Speak out God's promises. Release the force of faith and see things change. For over five decades, Kenneth Copeland has taught faith and living by the Word of God. In his four-message teaching, The Spirit of Faith, you'll learn how your faith-filled words of life dominate the world's broken system of sin and death. Take the abundant life Jesus gave to you and receive by faith everything you have need of. Put the Spirit of Faith into action that brings God's covenant promises into your life.
Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/tbspecial or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Jesus willingly gave his life for you and for me, and he knew the pain and the shame that the cross would bring him, but the Bible says he did it for the joy that was on the other side of it. He knew that enduring the cross would give you and me the only open door to heaven. Now, maybe right now you're watching this and you have not yet gone through that door. Well, today is the day of your salvation. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And if you will hear his voice and open it up to him, he will come in. If you've never made Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life, let's do it together right now. Just pray this out loud after me. Just say, "Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I believe in my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive your forgiveness. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Take my life, Lord Jesus, do something with it, and fill me with your Holy Spirit." Amen. Now listen, let me be the first to welcome you to your new life in Christ Jesus. You are a believer. You've walked through that open door from the kingdom of darkness, and now you are in the kingdom of God's dear Son. And we thank God and we rejoice with you. All of heaven rejoices with you. And we've got a gift for you. KCM has a free gift that is available to you just to help you begin to build a strong foundation for your new life in Christ Jesus. We call it the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and two brochures that are here just to help you begin to read and study your Bible and find out who you are in Jesus, who Jesus is in you, and all of the amazing, wonderful promises that God has made to you in His Word. So go to kcm.org today to get your free Salvation Package. And be sure to find a faith-filled, word-preaching, word-believing church that you can become a part of. It is so important that you surround yourself with other believers, so important that you have a pastor and a constant voice into your life that's going to fill you with faith in God's Word, give you teachings that feed your spirit. And of course, if you need prayer for anything, KCM's got a prayer line that's available to you with ministers who are trained and licensed to pray the Word of God with you, and we'll see miracles together when we come into agreement around God's Word. Thanks so much for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus as Lord and Savior today, KCM has a gift for you. To request your salvation package free, go to kcm.org/salvation. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.